It's continuing the halacha of the previous Mishnah that you're not allowed to sell, a Jew is not allowed to sell non-kosher products, even if he's selling it to Goyim. Lokach b'chor l'mishte b'noy o l'regel v'loy tzofo. He bought this b'chor animal. Some had a b'chor that has a mum, but if it wouldn't have a mum, you're not allowed to eat it at all. But even a b'chor that has a mum, you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to sell it. It's a special halacha because of the kedusha of a b'chor. So if you bought it because you had your son was getting married, or for yontif, and it ended up that you bought too much and you have an extra b'chor left over, then mutal amar. Now the halacha is you're not allowed to do business with it, but if it got into your possession and you have nothing to do with it, then you're allowed to sell it. The same thing, a similar idea is by tzadei chay v'oifes v'dogim, a person who is a hunter and trapper of animals, birds, fish, nizamim l'minim tameim. He's fishing for tunas and he gets a dolphin. So mutal amar, he's allowed to sell the non-kosher fish, because once again, his primary intent was not to do business with this non-kosher thing. He just came into his possession, he's not a seller. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mi shenizman lo mefidat lekech umorichel. The person going on his way in the jungle and he sees a non-kosher animal and traps it. And also, since he didn't go out of his way to look for it, it just came into his path, he's also allowed to sell it. Vach lo yom nos bekach, as long as this is not what he's out to do, to make business out of selling that non-kosher animal. Chachamim oishim, chachamim prohibit this. We personalize the kam over here. Now, obviously, all these things are talking about when you're selling it for eating purposes, or it's known as primarily for eating purposes. And you're allowed to sell horses and donkeys because people generally do not eat horse and donkey meat. They're doing it just to ride on the horse and donkey.